Gamma Radio.
Welcome to Good Vibes on Gamma Radio, the number one, well, the only station still running with me, Dave, and my ever-present pal, Fog. Fog?
Just a minute. Hang on.
Okay. Well, we've got a jam-packed show for you today. After the news and weather, we'll be speaking to survival expert Trent Hardbottom, who'll be giving us tips on how not to die horribly in your day-to-day life.
Nearly got it.
After that, Fog will be taking your calls for today's call-in, which will be...
Yes, I've got it.
What the hell are you doing, Fog?
Oh, I got my finger stuck in this bottle. It's out now. Carry on.
The calling topic, Fog.
Oh, right, yes. Today's topic will be embarrassing fingers. Have you got embarrassing fingers? Do they flip off friends and relatives at inopportune moments? Are they gnarled and grey and look like twigs stuck in a ham? Give us a call. We are very sympathetic here on this show. Well, we try to be. Some of you are just ridiculous.
And that's the topic. Okay, embarrassing fingers. Actually, your fingers are a bit embarrassing, aren't they, Fog?
I only got them stuck in a bottle.
I wasn't talking about the bottle.
What? Anyway, did I say fingers? I meant knees. Phone in. Embarrassing knees. Over to you, Dave. You twat.
yeah, good one. And unfortunately, there's more of that to come on the show as we bring cheer and...
Oh, just get on with it, Dave.
Oh, here's the news. Don't bottle it, Fog.
Shut up. The latest caravan to arrive in town has brought much news from the north. Much feared warlord Iron Fuck has angered locals in his area, wreaking destruction in his search for some poor schmuck. Iron Fuck, as far as we can gather, is a cantankerous fat bandit.
He's not that cantankerous.
No, but he's extremely stupid. I blame his parents.
Well, shut up. Please don't come and kill us, Mr. Fuck. The new sport of cockfighting has been attracting large crowds recently. In the latest bout, family favourite Clucky McFeathers obliterated Colonel Cornelius in the semi-final.
Well, isn't that a waste of good chicken meat?
There's no chicken involved, Fog. Clucky will be facing off against the Pork Swordsman in a testosterone-filled final. Spectators are reminded to bring their own raincoats. It can get a little messy out there.
Have you been then, Dave?
Yes. I didn't mean to. I was looking for the butchers.
Oh, after sausages again, were you? Absolutely insatiable. A raid by an unknown party of bandits has left the town of Burning Ham in ruins. The people were massacred indiscriminately and burnt at the centre of the town. The killers' whereabouts are currently unknown, and the only clue they left behind was a bicycle pump. Coincidentally, residents of nearby settlements are having an impromptu barbecued meat festival, so do pop along to check out their pulled meat rolls.
Ethically sourced, apparently. Genuinely from a named animal.
And finally, on a lighter note, in our very own town of Lower Spittle, a cat was seen for the first time since the great pig shortage 10 years ago. This is great news, as I am getting fed up of eating mice. However, Dave eats them like popcorn.
Mm, yeah.
And now, the weather.
It's raining.
Thank you, Dave, for that valuable insight.
Next up, we'll be speaking to Trent Hardbottom right after this message.
Cobrax.
Are you suffering from flaky skin, overexposure, and extreme hair loss? Do you have mysterious growths on most of your body? Do you feel constantly tired and impossibly sick? Then why not try our new Cobrax Snake Extract for all your rat poisoning needs? One sip and you'll never suffer again. Available from all good peddlers, markets, caravans, and other travellers.
One sip and the pain is gone. So were my lips, but it was a small price to pay.
My flesh had fallen from my skull, but with Cobrax, I've managed to glue it back on. Thanks, Cobrax.
The makers of Cobrax are irresponsible and therefore will not be held accountable for injury due to misuse or use. Side effects may include loss of hair, loss of sight, loss of hearing, loss of smell, loss of nose, loss of legs, and or loss of arms, and loss of shit. Keep out of the reach of children.
So, here we have Trent Hardbottom talking about his new book, Trent Hardbottom, Beyond Delusion, My Trials in the Wastes. Trent, good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Good to be back on the show.
So, last time we saw you, you were off to explore the Great Devonian Crater to find the Lost Library of Exit here.
Yes, and quite an adventure it was.
So, how did it go? Did you find it?
Well, Dave, you'll have to buy my book for the full story. Only 2 cans of beans or local equivalent from all good stockists.
Well, could you give us a flavour of it?
Well, it's a bit beefy. Verging on woody. Try some if you like.
No, I mean an overview. An insight.
Well, I suppose if I must... I'd heard rumours of a place beyond the crater fields, heavily irradiated, creatures of the night, roaming in the day, pitfalls, landslides, and bandits. It rained shingle every day, nasty stuff, lost my third arm to a shower. I traversed the crevices and acid streams towards the great Devonian crater.
And it was, dangerous?
Dangerous? Dangerous? It is the most dangerous, hell-infested rat hole ever to have been scorched upon our land. I went with 50 companions and I came back alone.
50? You were just on a donkey with a stick when you left here.
Well, there might have been 50. I didn't count them. Anyway, so there I was, all alone with my 50 companions, traipsing across the wastes. All of a sudden, a huge scriven rose from the earth and with one bite, ate 30 of my companions.
30? Did you count them?
I counted their hats afterwards. Will you let me finish?
Carry on.
We fought it for days and nights. Its claws flashed, it snarled and bit and lunged, tearing flesh and squeezing innards. And the rest of my companions were either slain or they fled. The only weapon I had was my trusty, hard-bottom 9,000 multi-purpose action tool. Only 4 cans of beans available from all hardware stores and good stockets. Use the projectile blade retrieval system, designed, invented and created by me for exactly this situation. I fired the blade and it pierced the beast's eyes, both at once. I pulled on the retrieval system. Now, if there's one thing I know about scrivens, it's that their brains are attached firmly to their eye stalks, and only by pulling both eyes out at once can you remove their brain, which is exactly what I did. Having defeated the beast, I found myself at the edge of the Devonian crater.
Don't you have one of those tools, Fogg?
The string snapped off. And the corkscrew straightens when you try to pull it out, hence my finger in the bottle earlier.
Well, like I said, never settle for cheap knockoffs. Only buy the genuine article.
You gave it to me.
Yes, I had a cheap knockoff that I didn't want.
It's got your signature on it.
Anyway, so what happened next?
Well, amazing as I am, well, I'm sure you'd love to hear more of my exploits, such as the time when I destroyed... Well, you have to read it.
Well, it says here that you lost an eye fighting a rogue shark melon.
Yes, I did.
But you have both your eyes?
They grew back. See chapter 7, The Witch Doctor of Hammond Smith.
They grew back?
It grew back. My eye, my one eye, my left eye. This one. Look, it's been lovely to be here, of course.
That's a bit of a shit.
But so, thank you for your time. Buy my books. Cheap it off the price.
Oh, before you go, Trent, we have a special surprise for you in the basement.
What? It's not that device you've got down there again, is it?
Who's been using my device?
No. If you follow me. Some of our listeners have been a little sceptical in the recent weeks of your exploits in the wilderness. So, as a rebuttal to those naysayers, and as a tribute to your genius, we've put together a special little challenge for you.
I do have a book signing to go through, and I'm feeling a little off colour. Bad bum fruit, you know.
Fogg has put together a little arena
of death
for you to demonstrate the correct technique for dealing with rabid swamp rats.
Swamp rats? How many are there? Oh, it's about 50. But we haven't counted them.
Now, no fool as you would know would take on a swamp rat without the proper tools.
Such as this hard-bottom 9,000 multi-purpose action tool. Here you go. The corkscrew is knackered, though.
Is there a light?
Oh, they can see in the dark.
Trent, how's it going? Can you talk us through? We'll be right back after this.
Da-da-da-da! Jeans Cafe! Hello, do you ever find yourself feeling hungry? Well, that's good, because I've got food. I cook it, and I sometimes wash it, but it's cheap. It's not like Mama used to make it, but she's dead, so you'll just have to put up with mine. I've cleaned it up and everything, and put pretty grass on the tables in glasses. You have to bring your own plates, though, because I've only got one. So come down to my lovely cafe! Is this thing still on? Oh, it's cheap!
Just put him in the cart. The donkey knows the way, probably. No? Oh, we're back on. And welcome back. So we've said our goodbyes to Trent, who will possibly be appearing at a book signing later on today. We believe the venue has changed to the clinic.
So where are we?
Well, how'd you follow that?
It's a large glass of wine, I think.
We'll be speaking to you during our call-in, which today is all about embarrassing fingers, right, Fogg?
Knees.
But first, it's competition time.
Competition!
And what do we have today, Fogg?
Well, we've got a signed copy of Translators of Fiction, Faction and a hard-bottom 9,000 multi-tool action thing. It's a bit broken, but what the hell?
For our top prize, we have a working Tesla pistol, created in the very depths of a lab.
So, today's question is a history question. In 74 BBB...
BBB?
Haven't you read anything, Dave? BBB means before the Big Bangs.
Oh, that's why we're now in 212 ABB.
Can you say exposition, Dave? Anyway, exposition. In 74 BBB, the divided states of America. I think that's how it's said, was invaded by an army of youth-corrupting insects. These monsters held huge political rallies, which culminated in screaming hordes of youths gyrating ridiculously to the frenzied beats of the insectoid drums. But by what name did these insects go by? Was it A, the fiery fuckball ham mashers from Thoraxia? B, the Glostomian basking clerks from Gordon? Or C, the Beatles?
Ooh, it's a tricky one today. We've got a caller coming in right now. Hello, caller!
Hello, is that Dave?
Yes, it is. Have you got a name for us?
Chris.
Chris? Chris who?
My name's Chris.
No, not your name, Chris. The name of the youth-corrupting insects.
Oh, I don't know. Is it a competition?
Yes. Isn't that what you found?
No, it's about my fingers.
Oh, this is the wrong part of the show. Sorry, Chris.
But
I'll tell you what. We'll call you when we get to that point, yeah?
Okay, but...
So, that was Chris with his embarrassing fingers. Anyone else, Fogg?
We have a... he says his name is Fiddle Sprout? Fiddly Sprout? I don't know. I have no idea. Here he is.
Hello.
Hi there, Fiddle.
Fiddle Sprout.
So, have you got a guess for us?
I want Tesla pistol.
You have to make a guess first.
Stupid box just never listens. Always talking. Give this to you, give this to me. I'm tired of humans piss on my head. Give me gun. You speak for many and never few. So rude.
What?
I sit here days in, days out. Wait for them to come back, but only juice from above. Stupid tinny box man, give prize to them, but never to me.
Look, to win the prizes, you must have a guess. Do you know the answer, or are you just talking?
I know answer. I know all answers.
Well, what is it then, for God's
sake? You are so rude. My answer is fuck.
That's the wrong answer, actually. And what's your language?
English.
This one's a no-hoper, Dave.
You have bollock in eye skull.
What? Well, you could just suck my big fat...
And that's it. Doesn't look like we'll have a winner.
Cock.
Oh, God. So, no winners this week.
Call-in.
So, now it's over to Fogg with this week's call-in. They will be talking about embarrassing fingers. Fogg is an expert on this topic.
Yeah, knees. It's knees.
Wherever there's a hole, you'll find Fogg's finger.
You'll find my knees.
Anyway, first caller.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. And what's your story?
I've got a problem. I'm a mutant, but I don't have any good mutations.
What do you mean?
Well, my friend Barry has a few extra fingers, which he finds really useful, and there's a man in our village who's about the size of a scriven, and he can lift four people at once. My sister has a penis. All I've got is an extra nostril and six layers of fingernails and toenails.
Well, Chris, that does sound like a shit mutation. Have you tried drinking irradiated water or eating something that glows? It might make you more mutated, you see.
Well, I've tried everything, but it's really embarrassing as I can't even fit gloves on properly. Barry can hold 8 pints at once.
And what about your sister?
Well, she can go fuck herself, to be perfectly honest.
Family show, Chris. Tell us about your fingernails.
Well, they are just like lumps of nail on the ends of my fingers, and when I bang them, they fall off. But it's okay, because there's another one underneath. It's very embarrassing. I just wish I had, like, laser eyes, or giant boat feet for water skiing, or cleaning tongue for personal hygiene. It's shameful, I know.
Chris, I have something to confess, probably because I've had a bit to drink, but I have a mutation myself. Not my fingers, but I had a lot of shit from a lot of people because of my back belly. They used to call me Mr. Pear, Weeble, Wobbly Back, and sometimes just plain Fatback Fog. But do you know what, Chris? It doesn't matter. I might look like a maraca on legs, but who cares? Nowadays, it's just like having a portable cushion. And that is okay.
A back belly? You weirdo.
Steady on, Chris. I was only trying to help.
Well, you keep away from me, you fat back bastard.
Hang on now. Fogg's burying his soul here.
So long as he doesn't bare his back.
What? That's just offensive. You know what, Chris? I've been dealing with people like you all my life. You people make me shit, swanning around with your crappy fingernail. Oh, I'm so mutated. Oh, look at my fingers. I can't wipe my own arse, so can you do it for me, Barry?
all the time taking the piss out of real muties like me. You are a mutant fella, but it's your ugly soul that is the problem.
Hey there, Fog, it's okay.
No, Dave, it's not okay. It's people like this that are turning the wasteland into a hate land.
Yeah, get it off your chest, mate. Oh, sorry, it's already on your back.
You little...
And I'm afraid we've lost Chris. Atmospherics, no doubt.
Oh, I don't know, Dave. You try and help people and this is the thanks you get.
Yeah, well, if you'd stuck to the fingers, maybe you wouldn't have got the amp.
What? Not you as well, Dave. I told you not to mention my sticky fingers. We're meant to be professional, for fuck's sake.
No, I didn't mean... Oh, darn it all. Let's end it there. I hope you've learned something. I know I have.
Yeah, not to talk to little shit.
Oh, leave it, Fog. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Gamma Radio Happy Hour with Miserable Albert.
Gamma Radio.
What is in the water but has hundreds of legs?
Fish!
What is lots of ravenous carnivorous eggs?
Fish!
What is all the chickens in the dead of the night?
Fish!
Runs along the riverbanks looking for a fight?
Fish!
Drop off all the little fishy's arms and legs?
Chop!
Roll them in a crust made out of the fishy little legs?
Eggs!
We fry them up in engine oil to give them a kick?
Hot!
To serve them up in sandwiches and hope you aren't sick?
Fresh! Fingero fish from Packington's semi-fresh seafood emporium. An unforgivable experience.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Margaret, what's happened to you?
Yes, you look lovely. I don't even recognize you.
Oh, thanks guys. I've never felt better.
You're smoldering.
Oh, yes, I am.
Outshine your peers with our uranium and lead-based base powders. You'll be positively glowing with radioactive beauty. Save on electricity with our Strontium 90 hair cream. You'll brighten up any room you walk into. You'll be the envy of your peers as you light up the night like a lovely green human candle. And as you know, it's better to burn out than fade away. Radiant beauty, put a shine on your skin.
Radiant beauty are not responsible for anyone mistaking you for an alien, a goblin, a ghoul, or any other beast and killing you as a result of using our products. Keep away from children.